From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the United States should extradite a Muslim cleric over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Fethullah Gulen is in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania. He's denied any involvement in the coup. Yüksel Alp Aslan Dogan is a Gulen advisor.
He actually said that he feels insulted by this accusation because he has been a victim of four military coups in Turkey before. He is a man of peace. He defended peace against terrorist groups like ISIS. He condemned violence of all kinds throughout his life.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request, but added it must fulfill certain requirements.
There are essentially two factors. The first is the request would be evaluated to determine whether or not it was related to crimes that are covered by the extradition treaty. And then second, there would be an evaluation made jointly by the Department of State and by the Department of Justice to determine whether or not the evidentiary standard that's described in the treaty is met.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim promised to rethink Turkey's relationship with Washington if Gulen is not extradited. Media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since the coup attempt. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tries to seize power. Popular South African race car driver Gugu Zulu died early Monday while trying to reach the summit of Tanzania's nearly 5,900-meter-tall Mount Kilimanjaro, part of a charity drive for underprivileged girls. On behalf of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the 38-year-old Zulu climbing with his wife and a team when he experienced breathing difficulties. A statement said medical teams tried but failed to revive him. This is VOA News.